We are the Commanders.
A new name, a fresh start for the American football team in Washington. When the new season starts in August, the Washington Commanders will take the field in the traditional burgundy and gold.
I think it's important to, you know, understand that the old name was retired for a particular reason. You know, I don't want to get into a name debate with people, but I'm happy that it's been retired and we're moving forward.
It can represent so many different things, right? For the military, it's a very patriotic type of name. Not the Patriots, but patriotic name. And then for other people, you know, it's a positive word.
It's been 18 months since the team dropped a name which was demeaning for Native Americans and regarded as racist, offensive and outdated. The team owner resisted calls from mayors, senators, even presidents to change. He finally stepped onto the right side of history when some of the team's biggest financial backers said they weren't happy.
Unless the money's talking, they're just not going to care. So that's really where you have to hit them, and I think that's a huge reason behind the change.
The campaign to change the name stretched over years with protests, boycotts and lobbying, but many still see racist names in other cities and other sports and hope for change there too.
I think it's hopefully going to just, again, really be one of the greatest demonstrations yet that these name changes can be successful, right? They can be done. And so really it then turns the gaze to, you know, teams like the Kansas City Chiefs and the Atlanta Braves and, you know, there's still many schools across the country that still have racist sports mascots to say, why not you all? Why not, you know, you need to be next. The time is now.
I think a lot of it has to do with how far technology has grown. You know, even in the past 5 years, the big thing about technology and things like social media is that it's given more of a platform to voices that are historically silenced.
The Washington organization has been plagued with problems off the field involving racism and misogyny. And on the field, it hasn't won the biggest prize, the Super Bowl, in 30 years. The fans snatching up merchandise here will be hoping the new name brings a change of fortune both on and off the field. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, at the home of the Washington Commanders.